So this is our spiritual master, His Divine Grace, Nisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is Professor Ronald Lucock from Cambridge University. And I don't know his name.
Barbara Sanzoni from Ceylon.
Ceylon.
Sri Lanka.
So you are also a teacher here?
No.
You want to share?
No, I'm very happy, honestly.
And this girl?
This girl is Krindade. She's Shivananda's wife.
Oh! And she has come?
From Germany, from Hamburg.
So they are not living together?
No.
You don't like Shivananda? He's a nice boy, he's a very good boy. Yeah, I think you are also initiated. Yeah. So Shivananda is a very nice boy. He lives peacefully and preaches this cult. What is that problem? Leave husband and wife together, that's all. It gives for consciousness. And so far I know, he is one of my best students. Shivananda, very sincere one, very devoted. I think you are fortunate to have such devotee husband. You should not neglect. Dampate kalahe chaiva babharamme lugukriya. According to Vedic civilization, when there is some disagreement between husband and wife, it is not taken very seriously. Professor?
Lucock.
What is spelling?
L-E-W-C-O-C-K.
So you want to close this? So you have learned something of our Krishna consciousness movement?
Yes.
You have seen our books?
Yes, I have indeed.
Which book you have read?
Bhagavad Gita.
As it is.
Yes.
So, Bhagavad Gita is accepted as preliminary study for understanding God. What is your opinion?
Oh, I'm quite sure that it is a remarkable book, full of many truths. May I ask you a question?
Yes.
As I understand it, one of the beliefs is that the senses mislead human beings, and is that incorrect?
That the senses mislead human beings. That is one of the beliefs of the Gita. He understands is that the senses mislead human beings.
Yes.
And that in order to find God, one has to abjugate the senses.
No, one has to purify.
Oh.
Because, just like in my life, I never smoke. I'm giving an example, and somebody smokes. So smoking is not necessary. But somebody smokes, somebody does not. How it is? It is due to association. If I mix with smokers association, then gradually I learn how to smoke. Similarly, if I mix with devotees association, then I become gradually devotee.
Yes, sir.
So the sense is the same. But due to association, it becomes polluted. So again, by association, it can be purified. But you cannot stop the senses. That is not the progress. Senses will remain. But for understanding what is God, we have to purify the senses.
Mr. Sanzoni is an artist and I'm an architect by training. And so we both of us work with the senses a good deal, the sense of vision. Do you consider that that is a handicap in any way, that the concentration that we have to put into vision, into study of responses to vision, sensual responses to vision and colour, can be a handicap too?
The question is that both Professor Lukoc and Mrs. Sanzoni, he is an architect.
Mrs. Sanzoni?
Yes. Yeah, and she's an artist.
Artist.
So they both have to utilize their senses, their eyes, etc., for their work all the time. Is that a handicap for spiritual advancement?
No. That also can be beautiful. Just like Mrs. Sanjivai is an artist. So she can paint Krishna consciousness. The same art, artistic sense, just like all these pictures, they have been done by my students.
Yes.
Yes, all these pictures, any picture we have got. So they are not accustomed to do this. They were painting some hippie ideas, some bamboos, like that. Later on, when they were instructed that you paint this idea, they painted very nice. People are astonished. This is how European American boys, they have painted such nice pictures. So, that is the process of bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchat. The bhakti, devotional bhakti yoga means sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. One has to first of all forget that he is such and such, such and such. I am American, I am Indian, I am Ceylonese, I am German. No. I am pure soul. Aham Brahmasmi. When one is situated in that spiritual platform, I am not this body, I am spirit soul. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Yeah. How to understand that I am spirit soul. People generally, they are in a bodily concept of life. Just like you say, then we say, such and such. She is Ceylonese. But the Ceylonese means this body. You are Englishman means this body. So just like she has got this white dress, you have got this buff collar dress. So it is not very serious consideration. Similarly, this body has no serious consideration. Unfortunately, at the modern education, the body is giving more consideration, and they're fighting. I'm German, I'm Englishman, I'm Indian, I'm Ceylonese, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim. So, for God realization, one has to first of all sacrifice this bodily concept of life.
That question of sacrifice that I was interested in. To what extent is it necessary to sacrifice the senses to spiritual advancement.
To sacrifice means to understand really what you are. If you are wrongly thinking that you are God, so what extent? Unless you forget it that you are not God.
Yes.
Up to that extent. Not that 50% I have now understood. Now you have to forget that actually you are not caught. So you have to forget it. To that extent. Because I am not actually this caught. So why should I consider that I am this caught, I am this sat? This is covering of my body. So I have got my spiritual body. And mind, intelligence, ego, it is subtle covering and earth, water, air, fire, sky, the gross body. That is gross, two coverings. So when one dies, that means the outward gross covering is given up. But the soul is within the subtle covering, mind, intelligence. Therefore, according to the mind situation, the mind intelligence carries the soul to another gross body. That is called transmigration of the soul.
But this occupation, preoccupation with sensory things is not in itself something which is going to stop the advancement of the soul.
Yes, if we become too much engrossed with the occupation of the senses, that is material state.
And can that withhold advancement? Can prevent advancement.
Can that kind of material use of the senses, can it be an impediment to advancement then?
Yes, certainly. Therefore you have to purify. Just like this hearing, if you hear something, a material activity, then you get one kind of impression. Similarly, if you hear about Krishna consciousness, that is another impression. To senses used for the purpose, and you get different types of knowledge. So in order to receive spiritual knowledge, we have to stop the material activities and turn our activity to the spiritual side, then gradually we will understand.
To what extent does bhakti embrace only love of Krishna? To what extent does it embrace love of other human beings, of other people in a material state?
If you love Krishna,
yes,
then you can love human being very perfectly. But you are talking of human being, but why you are not talking of other beings?
Yes.
They are living entities, they are not only limited with the human beings. The living entities, there are forms 8,400,000. Out of that, human being is about 400,000. The major portion of the living entities, there are 8 million. 8 million. But because we have no Krishna consciousness, therefore we are rejecting these 8 million. And taking consideration only 400,000. This is due to lack of Krishna consciousness. One who is Krishna consciousness, he will not take to the 400,000. He will take 8,400,000. Because all living entities are part and parcel of God. Just like you are in this man, she is learning, she is that man, but we are all human beings. Similarly, there may be living entities in different dress. Somebody has trees, somebody has fish, somebody has cat, somebody has dog, somebody has king, somebody has demigod, somebody has human being. But all of them are living entities in different dresses. So if you are eager to do something well to the living entities, why you should limit yourself with the human being? That is my first question.
Yes, I agree with that. I certainly agree. But does bhakti embrace the love of
all living entities? Bhakti embraces all living entities.
Yes.
That is the advantage of bhakti yoga. His vision is not imperfect. So therefore, this question about human being, why you are interested in the human being only? That is my question. Why not other living entities, other living beings? Why? And this is imperfect knowledge.
Yes.
Yes. Limited. Imperfect knowledge. And because we have got imperfect knowledge, therefore there is confusion. Krishna consciousness means one has to accept all living entities. Because all living entities are part and parcel of God. So, if you want to do harm to a vegetable, you have to consider. But because they have got imperfect knowledge, they are taking consideration of a few living entities, limited, within its circle. And others are neglected, and they are ill-treated, and therefore they are accumulating sinful life. And therefore they are suffering.
Yes. Do you have a concept of sin as such?
Yes. We are prohibiting four sinful pillars. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication.
Yes.
These are sinful life.
I see.
Yes.
And suffering and sin are you?
Yes, as soon as you become, because just like if you break law, then you are punished.
Yes.
Even if you eat little more than your capacity, immediately there is indigestion, diarrhea. So you cannot break the law, strict laws of material nature. If you break, that is sinful.
Yes.
And you will be punished. This is sinful and power. If you go exactly to the laws of nature, then it is power. If you break, then you are sinful.
Yes.
It is not difficult to understand.
No, no, no. But to what extent would doubt be regarded as a sin, or an element in sin?
Doubt. What is doubt? He wants to know.
Doubt is good, provided if you make progress, but if you stick to your own principle and doubt there is, that's not good. When there is doubt, then you go to a person who can mitigate your doubts and explain. Yes. But if you stick to your own understanding, tradition, then doubt is not very beneficial. It sets you back. You cannot make progress. So as soon as there is doubt, you go to a person who can explain about your doubt. That is the Vedic injunction. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avigacchet samitpani sutriyam brahmanishtam. These are the Vedic instructions. Doubt is good. It is the sign of making progress.
Yes.
But if you stick to your original idea, then doubt is set back. Why should I accept this? Well, I have got my own tradition. I have got my own religion. I have got my own faith. Then he is doomed. So doubt is very good if you make progress. But if you stick to your own principle, then it is degrees. Yeah.
When you go and ask someone because you have doubt, how do you know that you can trust them?
Suppose if you have need of a medical practitioner, how do you go to a medical practitioner? How do you go? Suppose you are diseased, you have to take advice of a physician. How do you go to a physician? What is that? What she said?
Because
you
have to trust someone.
That's it. You have to trust somebody. You have to see the circumstances that here is a physician, he is treating some man, and there are so many patients, and he has got the medical degree. That's all. Otherwise, how can understand? And yet, if you see one man, doctor such and such, medical practitioners, and actually you see that some patients are there and he is giving medicine, and you can inquire also whether they are being cured. So these are the external features, with these you have to select. But the injunction is that when you are diseased, you must go to a physician to consult. Similarly, when there is doubt, you must go to a guru. Now, who is a guru? The definition is there. Just like who is a medical practitioner? The definition is there. The medical practitioner must be a past medical man. He has passed his medical examination. That is his qualification, and he is actually working in some hospital. Then you see, yes, he is a medical. Similarly, the Vedic injunction is, to clear your doubts, you must go to a guru. Now, who is a guru? Brahmanistham is fully convinced in the absolute truth. That's all. Or one is fully Krishna conscious, he is guru. So you have to begin. Now, here is a man who is talking only of Krishna consciousness. Then he may be accepted. There may be pseudo, but that is your fortune. Just like you have to go to a physician, but if the man is a pseudo, false, that is your misfortune. But God is in everyone's heart. He leads. If you are actually sincere and serious, he will take you to the real Guru. That is God's grace. Guru Krishna Kripayapa. So Krishna is also working. He is seeing how much you are sincere. If you are serious, then he will lead you. Here is the person. Accept. Good exercise?
Yeah, what is a good exercise against cynicism? If you have been
cheated
by others, you may become cynical. And what is some remedy for cynicism?
I am not expert in that science. I'm sorry, I cannot give you advice. I am not cynicism. I have got business with Krishna consciousness.
But I think you've already answered that, in a sense, by saying that anybody who has doubts has to find a guru to answer their doubts.
Yeah. So that is clear.
Yes.
That I am not expert in cynicism. That is already, the doubt is already clear. You cannot make any man as dictionary. Whatever you like, you question and he'll answer. That is not possible. One has got his own line. See, if you ask question on that line, there is bona fide.
Is it true, Master, that when one met a guru who was right for one, one would know it in one's heart? Is there a sign, one is a sign of certainty that one has found a guru who is giving the right, the advice that is right, the teaching that is right for that person.
Yes, first of all, guru may that with deep any path, you know, you have to find out a guru where you can surrender. That is the first business, pranipatha. Tadvidhi pranipathena paniprasnena seva. You have to find out somebody where you can surrender. But that is the first business. So then, pariprasna, asking question. Tadvidhi pranipathena paniprasnena. You find out that much. But our this Krishna consciousness is so nice that it is remedy for all kinds of doubt. Now, your question, what is the actual question?
What is the remedy for cynicism when one becomes cynical?
We shall say, chant Hare Krishna. That is not blood, that is fact, bhavaushadhi. There are many diseases in this material world. But this Hare Krishna mantra is suggested by Parikshit Maharaj. Nidvittata se rupagiyamana bhavaushadhi. The panacea for all kinds of diseases. Now, if the question is made in full surrender, then it will be effective. And if you ask some question and think, if I like, I shall accept it. Otherwise, I shall reject. So that personal question has no value. Therefore, the first business is that whether you are questioning after full surrender, yes, whatever answer will come from him, I shall accept. Then it is genuine question. And if you want to amend and verify your understanding, that is not a genuine question. Is it?
Yes.
So therefore the first thing is pranipata. Tad vidhi pranipata, you know. You should question to a person where you have fully surrendered. Yes, whatever answer he will give, I'll accept. Then that question is bona fide. If you again put it in your own test, this is not to my liking, then why did you question it? That is an bona fide question. Therefore the question answer is allowed only between disciple and guru, not with outsiders. That is the actual position. Because outside they will question and waste time. They will not accept the answer. But the process is, you shall question to a person where you have surrendered. That is the first. Samitpani Srotriyam Brahmanistam. Samitpani means folded hand. Yes. Sir, I have got this doubt. This is surrender. If you kindly answer it. And that also should be there. Panipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Surrender and seva. So there is some process. But if we simply question whimsically and take some answer and do not follow, simply waste my time and your time, everything, that's all. You should be prepared to take the answer and take it seriously. Then you should question. Otherwise, don't waste your time. That is the process. So our answer is bhavaushadhi by chanting Hare Krishna mantra everything, cheta darpana marjana, everything becomes clear. That is the, this is the medicine that clears our doubts. Cheta darpana marjana, bhava mahadabhagya. And as soon as all doubts are clear, the blazing fire of material existence is extinguished. Just like the physician, unless you know that whatever medicine the physician will give, I will accept, then what is the use of going there? Even if physician prescribes something, and if you say, no, I don't like this, then what is the use of going there? Therefore, the first thing is that I am going to this physician, whatever prescription he'll give, I'll accept. There you can go to the physician. The material life is cynicism. Everyone is cynical. Pishachi paile janamati channa hoy. Mayagrastha jive sai dasao. Anyone who is in the, under the condition of this material nature, is cynical. But he has forgotten his real identity. He's like a mad, crazy fellow, forgets what he is. He's even asking, rebuking his father, oh, you nonsense, who are, where are you? Where are you standing here? He forgets, even the father. The Pishachi, ghostly haunted, as one forgets the identity. So every one of us who has forget the identity and is thinking that I am this body is cynical, more or less. So anyone who is identifying with this body is cynical. So this man or that man, there is no question of this man or that, everyone. Therefore, the prescription is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chant Hare Krishna, and everything will be gradually clear. So you can take this medicine and try it. You are asking for your case or for somebody else. So anyone can take.
Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth.
These are the conditions, submissive, not to examine him. But therefore, everywhere you go, just like if you go to a physician, you must go there submissive, not on certain conditions. In the Bhagavad Gita, you'll find all the answers. Here is the process, how one should approach. The first thing is submissive.
But, Master, you said a little earlier that doubts were good things. Because they were steps
in the right direction. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Just like doubt whether there is some medicine or not, but when the medicine is given, if you accept it, then it is good.
Yes.
If you don't accept it, then you have wasted your time.
Yes. So the doubts are a way of communicating, of creating communication.
It's a via media.
Yes.
For progress or regress.
God created something which is imperfect.
It's not criticism.
We say the material world is imperfect. Mm. Material energy, inferior energy, spiritual energy. So how do we understand that it's imperfect?
It is not imperfect, but it is imperfect for my understanding. The creation is not imperfect. It's like the sun is always shining, but there is a cloud. The cloud is created under some perfect process. Is it not?
Yes.
But the clouds is imperfect process for me because I cannot see the sun. It is creating disturbances for my understanding. I am already imperfect and it is creating disturbances. But the process of creating the cloud is not imperfect. There is a perfect process. This is the position. So material means when we become imperfect to understand God, that is material. Some impediments come before me, that is called Maya, which makes me imperfect to understand God, and that is material. Actually, the cloud is created by sun, by the sunshine, so it cannot be imperfect. But it has created an imperfect position for me to see the sun. Therefore, material world is called imperfect, otherwise it is not imperfect. For me it is imperfect, imperfect in the sense that there is hindrance to understand God. It's like, due to my this material concept of life, I am this body, I am imperfect to understand my soul. But the creation of the body is not imperfect. There is perfect physiology, anatomy, how the bloods are circulating, how food is being transformed into blood, how they are going to the heart, going to the by the veins. It is a perfect creation. But although it is perfect, on account of my misfortune, this is checking my understanding of the soul. Is it clear now? Yes. Therefore you have to take lesson from the perfect. That is the advice. Go to Guru.
Yes, but my question was,
yes,
how can something imperfect be there? Is it because you are teaching that we are very small parts, so we can't understand what is greater than you? Is that this imperfectness?
How can anything imperfect be there?
Huh?
How can we be imperfect even in our vision?
Yeah.
How can we?
Therefore, it is called illusion.
I don't believe that.
And nothing is imperfect.
Yes.
Therefore, it is called illusion. Exact word is used, Maya. Jata bhasa jata tamo. Just like we sometimes see the sun is in opposite side. It's like, what is now? The sun is this side?
Huh? The sun is now.
Huh?
Now the sun is
yeah.
This side.
Now the sun's reflection is on some mirror there, and the reflection is coming here.
Yeah.
So I think a sunshine is coming from there. This is the idea of illusion. The sun is there in my backside. The sunshine should have come from that side. But the sunshine is reflected in some mirror this side, and the mirror reflection is here. I am thinking the sunshine is coming from this side. This is the illusion. That fact is the sunshine has come from there, but I am thinking coming from this side. This is illusion. Or the reflection is actually it is darkness, but reflection is coming, I am thinking it is light. There are so many. Sometimes we have seen that in motor car at night, we see that in sky there is a city road, lights. You have not such experience?
But another good example is when sometimes the clouds move over the moon.
Yes.
It looks like the moon is moving.
Yes.
Actually, they're not.
The clouds not moving. Yes, there are so many. So the moon is perfect, the cloud is perfect, the movement is perfect, everything is perfect. But still, I am in illusion. You see that the moon is moving. So therefore, it requires little knowledge. Then you become perfect. And therefore you have to go to a person who has got this knowledge. Then you become perfect.
May I ask you another question?
Yes.
Do you believe that it is possible to come to spiritual advancement through the senses? In other words, that there is...
No, I say purified senses.
You can, through the five senses.
Purify. Yes. Our process is to purify the senses for right understanding.
Yes. I'm thinking particularly, though, of a great painting or a great piece of music. Would you feel that there is a spiritual message in something which moves one very profoundly?
Everything is spiritual. But by illusion, we are dividing this is material, this is spiritual. Everything can be spiritualized by advancement of knowledge. Music can be spiritualized, painting can be spiritualized, everything can be spiritualized. And ultimate issue, there is nothing material, everything is spiritual. But by illusion, because I am forgetting the spiritual relationship, Therefore, I am making this distinction, material and spiritual. So as soon as I become completely realized, the higher platform, there is nothing as material. How there can be material? Because everything is emanation from the Supreme Spirit. Just like sunshine from the sun is heat and light. How it can be otherwise? But sometimes, by other conditions, we feel it is cold, just like the season changing, the atmosphere is changing. The sun is the same, the sunshine is the same, but by other conditions, which is also created by the sun, sometimes we are feeling cold, sometimes we are feeling very hot, warm. Electricity, the same electricity working in the refrigerator and the heater. But the original nature of electricity is warm. How it is creating refrigerator cold under certain condition. So this condition is illusion. This condition does not remain. It comes and goes. So when we come to the perfect knowledge, then we can see that these conditions are illusion, really everything is spiritual. That is real knowledge.
So following that argument, all material things are
illusion.
And therefore all spiritual things.
Yeah. The ultimate issue, there is nothing material. Everything is spiritual. Just like some foodstuff we are offering to Krishna. Krishna is spiritual. So he is accepting material things. The same foodstuff eaten by somebody else, we say it is material. And the same foodstuff offered to Krishna, we are offering prasad. How it becomes prasad? They will argue, what is the difference? The same thing, but there is difference. So, when everything is in touch, nirbandha Krishna sambandhe, everything in touch with Krishna, it becomes spiritualized. We generally we give this example, an iron rod put into the fire, it becomes warmer, warmer, then becomes red hot. When it is red hot, it is no longer iron rod, it is fire. You touch anywhere, it will burn. So, by spiritual association, everything becomes spiritualized. Yes. That is one thing.
Take a simple example, Christianity.
No. Our point of view is, there is no second religion. There is only one religion. That religion is God and to love God. So if you get this perfection through any religion, that's all right. Just like you are educated, you have passed MA, your aim is to pass MA examination. You can pass through any college, any university. But your aim is how to pass MA examination. It doesn't matter. So if your purpose is served, then it doesn't matter whether you pass your examination from this college or this university or that. That doesn't matter. But if your purpose is not served, then you're simply working uselessly. So, any religion, it doesn't matter, Christianity or Hinduism or Buddhism or these are. If you have got actual conception of God and if you have learned how to love Him, then it is perfect. Otherwise it is useless, ritual, simply. That is the test.
Yes. So this means that you have some doubts about Hinayana Buddhism. You feel that I...
No, I don't particularly say any ism. But our aim is how to understand God and how to love Him, that's all. But if in your religious system there is no sense of God and want to speak of to love Him, we take it useless.
Yes.
It may be very great propaganda. But ultimately, if one does not understand what is God and how to love Him, then it is useless.
Yes.
What is the use of following such religion? If I do not come to the ultimate understanding, then we take it useless. Our taste is there. You may represent yourself as Buddhist or Hindus or Mohammedan. I want to test whether you have learned to love God, whether you have now some knowledge of God. Because if you love to God, you must have some knowledge. You cannot love something fictitious. That is not love. When I ask you, to love means some person. You are not to love some air, the sky. You cannot love. That is not possible. So whether you have got any, the question when there is love of God, whether you have got any knowledge of the personal God, and what is His nature, what is the difference between God and me, this is science of God. Then there is question of love. So we are propagating, just try to understand what is God and love Him. That's all. It doesn't matter through which source you are getting that knowledge. But if that source is helping you to this end, that is perfect. Otherwise it is useless. कभी पुंसा परो धर्म जतो भक्ति जधोखी अहित की अप्रति जहाँ बिकॉज अनलेस यू कम टू दिस पॉइंट विल नेवर बी सैटिस्फाइड सो व्हेन यू कम टू दिस पॉइंट हाउ टू लव गॉड देन यू योर परफेक्शन ऑफ लाइफ विल बी फुल्ली सैटिस्फाइड द हियर आई गॉट विथ हिम. Everyone is hankering after satisfaction of the heart that I have got now everything. So that can be achieved only by loving God. Otherwise it is not possible. So we are presenting, here is God, Krishna. Now it is up to you to accept Him. Or not, that is your business. But we are presenting. Here is God. Here is His name. Here is His activity. Here is His devotee. He is accepted by so many stalwarts, so many scholars, so many devotees, so many shastras. That we are presenting. Here is God. You are searching after God. Here is God. See Him. But if you do not accept, that is your business. If you say, why shall I accept in God? That also can be explained. Yes, you must accept Him, because this is the qualification of God, and here all the qualifications are there. Suppose if I ask you, what do you mean, can you define what is God? Can you?
Well, God embraces everything. God embraces all.
That is not proper definition. God embraces everything. That is one of the qualities. Because if He embraces everything, then why they become impersonalist? You say he embraces.
Yes.
That is person. The word from this impersonal ideas come. Who is that he? And this is real knowledge. As you said, that he embraces. The next question, who is that he? Is it not?
Yes.
Yes. Then you have to say, who is that he? If you cannot, then your knowledge is imperfect. But we say, here is God. Here is Krishna God. And those who are accepting, they are getting the benefit. So you are not presenting something fictitious, presenting real, on the authority. Just like if I say, you are searching after a spectacle, here is spectacle. So you test it by putting on your yes, then it is spectacle. Similarly, we are putting, here is God. So you try to love, and this is the process of loving Him. So if you accept everything, you will see, yes, I am God. It is practical, it is not imaginary.
Yes.
Huh? But these boys, they did not know what is God, and simply said, here is God, Krishna. You love Him. And they are loving, and they are realizing. Realizing. Now convince him that he is not God. He will never be convinced. Because he has got the real thing. You cannot deviate him. No, no, it is not God. Do it. Any scholar, any acharya, let him come, any yogi, he will be defeated. He has firm conviction and he can argue, he can convince you. Yes, here is God. Is it not? If somebody challenges this, that Krishna is not God, and then what you say? Eh? If somebody says that you have accepted false God, then what you say? You give up Krishna? Or what you do?
We get out the Bhagavad Gita and we fight.
No, he may not accept Bhagavad Gita. Then what you do?
Challenge his authority.
Huh? Yeah, then you have to ask, then you present what is God. You present what is God. If he says, I do not know, then you accept my God. You do not know. If you don't accept Krishna as God, then you present your God. You say, this is not spectacle. But that means you must know what is spectacle. And if you cannot present, then what is the value of your saying it is not? You present counter God. And you prove that He is God. In the absence of your perfect knowledge in God, then you accept my God. What I am presenting. Because you have no knowledge, you are admitting. So you take the knowledge from me. Authorized knowledge. It is not my whimsical knowledge. So that is Krishna consciousness. We are presenting, here is God. Love Him. Your life will be perfect. And anyone who is doing that is coming to the perfectional point. It's like if I give a plate of prasadam, eatable. You are hungry, take, here is food. You take it, you will understand, yes. My hunger is satisfied, I am getting strength. You don't require certificate from others.
No.
Similarly, I present, here is God, you love Him, and He, the certificate will be, He will perceive, yes, here He is God. Exactly in the same way, if you are eating, if it is actual food, and if you are hungry, then you eat the food, you will feel strength, satisfaction of hunger. And he'll say, no, no, I don't want any more food, this is all right. Similarly, when you begin to love Krishna, then you'll understand, yes, here is God. Nobody will be required to give proof that he is God. You'll understand that he is God. So we are doing that service. Yes. You are searching after God, take, here is God. Now love it. What do you think? Is it not our process?
Yes.
No. This is God. Here is God, take it. Bedi sudullava durullava atma bhakto. You cannot search out God by reading so many books and literature. But a devotee can deliver it. Take God, here is God. That is devotee's prerogative. Here is God, take delivery, direct. Otherwise, go on searching many, many lives. Therefore, it is said, tad viddhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Yes? Yes? Come on. So this is the process. You have to approach somebody who knows God and he can deliver you God. Take, here is God. That is the way. Otherwise God cannot be searched out. God is not so cheap thing. Panthastu koti satavasta sampragamma bayu lathapi manasu manipungavana. Therefore, so many scholars, philosophers, they are talking of all nonsense about God. Actually, they do not believe in God. They stop, simply, Vaishnava. Vikattanthe. The exact word he uses in Bhagavad, vikattanthe, talking all nonsense. Jayasanmahita jiva atmanam trigunatmakam manute manute anartham. Vikattanthe. So God is there, you can realize God, provided you come to the right channel, right process. That's all. Now this lady, she always says, now I have got the thing. So she is elderly lady, educated, everything. She was searching after God. Now she is thinking, yes, I've got God. And she is very enthusiastic to serve God. You are following which religion? Mr. Sanjivin?
I'm Christian.
Christian. That's nice. So Christian religion has got conception of God. Is it not?
Yes.
But they do not know what is the actual feature of God. Is it not? Do you know what is your conception of God? In Christian religion, they accept there is God. Because Christ is Son of God. So what is your conception of God?
Creator.
Hmm? Creator,
she said.
Creator. So he must be a person. Is it not? Creator. I have created this table, then I am a person. I have got brain. I have got hands. I have to work. So as soon as you say creator, then he must be a person. Is it not? No clear idea. Then as soon as you say creator, is he not a person? So have you seen that person? Or have you seen his picture or his description of the body? Just like we sometimes see the picture. Here is a man who has created this devil. Similarly, if the creator is a person, we must have a vision of that person. Otherwise it is imperfect knowledge. I have heard that there is a queen, but if I have seen the picture also, then it is more perfect. A queen is like this. Therefore, in every stamp, every paper, the queen's picture is there, so that people may not forget that queen is a person, and here is the photograph. Otherwise, why is so much advertising? Let her remain as person in his Buckingham Palace. Why she is advertised in so many ways? And she comes also out of the Buckingham Palace and sees you and talks with you. Similarly, if God is a person, we have to learn how to see him, how to talk with him, how to appreciate him, how to love him. The next question is, simply to have a conception that God is creator, that is not perfect knowledge. Do you admit it or not?
Yes, Guru Nanji, who is God?
Huh?
Who is God?
Who is God then? That is my question. So, if you have knowledge of God, you must say, who is God? As you say, creator, and he says, who is that creator? So you have to describe, otherwise your knowledge is imperfect. Is it not?
Yes,
yeah.
I'm so sorry, I thought I asked the question.
Yeah.
She wants to ask you the question, who is God?
Yes, yeah, you say that, we have already explained. Krishna, here is God, Krishna.
That picture.
Yeah, that picture is there. There are so many pictures. You saw him, he is God. Krishna book and this, so many. Here is God, you see.
I think it's a book.
Eh?
I think it's a book.
It is book? It is not knowledge?
It's knowledge. It's in a book.
Eh? So how you can know God? In air? Do you think? Everything you have to know, why this professor is there. He teaches his student from the air. Do you think like that? How he teaches? Professor, how do you teach?
Yes, you teach from...
Through books?
Through books.
Yes.
Ideas.
So why do you say this is book? This is knowledge. This is book means imperfect knowledge. And this is knowledge. You have to learn from the professor, from the right man, then you get the knowledge. Shastra-chakhu-syat, this is the definition in the Veda. That is, your eyes should be shastra, or the books. That is your eyes. These eyes have no value. This is useless. As soon as the light is gone, your eyes, value of eyes gone immediately. What is the value of your eyes? You have to hear from the right person. That is knowledge. If you want to see God, if you want to touch God, that is not possible in this condition. You have to hear about God, and that hearing is there. That's what is called Shruti. Shruti means the hearing process. Sarvanam, hear. Sarvanam Kirtanam, Vishnu, to hear about the Lord. So, these are the imperfect knowledge, that when you give it, the book of knowledge, you say it is book. The book is the source of knowledge. And therefore, it is said that you have to surrender to a person. I give you knowledge of Krishna, you say, oh, it is book. And that means you have no surrender. You think that I am giving something else. And therefore, the first process is, if you want to know something, you must approach to a suitable person where you can surrender. Yes, whatever he says, I will accept. Otherwise, it is not possible. If you keep yourself on the standard that you know everything, you can examine everything, then you cannot make progress.
If one cannot read this book.
Huh?
If one cannot read this book.
One cannot, then you can hear, that's why I say hear, just like you are hearing. If you cannot read, that doesn't matter, but you hear from the right person. Blind man cannot see, but that does not mean he cannot walk, because the ear is there. His father calling, my dear boy, come here. So he cannot see his father, but he goes there. So it does not mean that because you cannot see, but because you are not educated, the knowledge is stopped. No. The real knowledge comes from the oral deception. You hear. Book is made for hearing. Unless you hear, even there is book, there is no use. What is that verse? That is already explained.
Master, you say that the material world is imperfect, or the illusion is that it is imperfect. But presumably, devotees who have followed the path of spiritual enlightenment for long enough have reached a state which is very little imperfect. It's hardly imperfect at all. Is that correct?
No, you cannot expect, when a student is admitted in your college, you cannot expect him that he has become perfect.
No.
But because he's studying, because he's continuing the studies, then he'll be perfect. Similarly, in our institution, it is not that all our students are perfect. But because they're following the rules and regulations and struggling, they will be perfect. That's like the example is given, that a girl is married. So every girl wants some child. That if he thinks, now I'm married, I must have immediately child. That is not possible. But because he is married, because he is husband, there must be a child. That is it. And if she thinks, oh, I am married, where is my child? That is not possible. You have to wait. But because there is husband and your wife, there must be child. This is possible. So similarly, when we admit the student and they follow regulative principle, you must get realization one day, today or tomorrow.
Do they get it only after a series of transmigrations of souls?
No, in this life. Yes. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Find out that janma karma medibham jyanati tattva tattadi ham punarjanmane iti mami iti kon. In this life.
Janma karma cha medibham evam yoveti tattvata tattvade ham punarjanma naiti mami iti sorjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
That's it. You simply understand Krishna and you are immediately promoted. You have not to wait for next month, but if you do not complete your studies to understand Krishna, then you have to wait. You must finish the business. So if you are serious, you can finish that business, understanding Krishna. Then immediately, after giving up this body, you enter back to home. That depends on my endeavor. One student passes in one examination, another student does not pass, even three examinations. It's like that. If you become serious, that in this life I shall have thorough understanding of Krishna and finish it, and next life I shall go directly to Krishna. That is possible. And it is said there. Tatta deham, immediately, after giving up this body, immediately soul is transferred to the spiritual world.
And many devotees are able to achieve this.
Oh yes, everyone can achieve, provided we endeavor seriously. Not many, everyone. The same example. Everyone can pass the examination on the first appearance. Is it not?
Yes.
Yeah. So if somebody is neglectful, then he does not pass. It is a question of seriousness. Otherwise, everyone can pass in the first examination. Where is the difficulty? So therefore, that opportunity is here in the human form of life. That in this human form of life, we can stop the repetition of transmigration from one body to another. If he finishes the Krishna consciousness business, immediately next life he goes to Krishna. Otherwise, if he does not finish, if he gets another body, it doesn't matter. One does not know what kind of body he is going to get. Then this opportunity is missing. This opportunity, the advanced consciousness, is missing. Therefore, we should utilize properly our advanced consciousness to understand God and then go back to Him. That is the mission of human life. And if we waste our life like cats and dogs, that's a risky business. The cats and dogs, they are not interested in Krishna or God. They are interested eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, that's all. So if you simply use our this valuable life, simply like cats and dogs, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, they are missing the opportunity. Our propaganda is that don't miss this opportunity. You take advantage of this life and try to understand Krishna, God, and go back to Him. So you become relieved from this repetition of birth and death. But people do not understand that there is birth after, there is life after death. They do not understand. Therefore, he has to become a student and learn from this book and prepare for the next life. Then everything is all right. Are you following what I say?
Yes.
So, what you are going to do in this life? You shall miss the opportunity and take the opportunity. That is in our hand. Jathechasi tathakuru. Whatever you like to do. Krishna said to Arjuna. Jathechasi tathakuru. The independence is given. God has given us independence. If you want to remain in this illusory material world, remain and struggle for existence. But if you want to come to me, welcome, come on. There is no fault on the part of God. It is our fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is Sivananda now?
In Berlin.
And she? Where? She lives?
Yeah.
With you?
No, she's staying with her parents. With your parents,
yeah. So you're chanting?
No, I stopped about a year ago.
Why you stop? If you did not like Sivananda, why you did not like chanting?
He said, if you did not like Sivananda, why you did not like chanting, at least?
I couldn't believe anymore that
Krishna comes. What do you believe? What is your belief now? Did not believe in Krishna consciousness, that's all right. But what do you believe now? You believe in eating, sleeping. That's all. Huh?
I believe that there's something that's greater than I am and that I don't understand. But I felt it was impossible for me to get there in the conditional moment. So I left.
Then do you believe in something now or not?
That you believe there's something greater than she is. But she doesn't understand what that thing is, and she thought she could not
find
that understanding in the
Bhakti. How she'll understand that?
How will you understand it?
I haven't found a very definite way yet. I have tried. I haven't met anyone else who could really.
That means you do not believe very seriously. You'll do it conveniently. That is your position. You believe something greater,
yes.
But you are not serious about it. because you do not know what is that greater.
Well, I think it's like the kind of, could I understand that there's a way to...
But that you could not. That you could not. You have no idea what is greater than Hare Krishna movement.
No.
You simply rejected one. Just like a man is serving somewhere and he resigned that post. If somebody asking that what next post you have got, no, I have none, then what is the gain? If you leave some post, it is not very nice, then you must get another post which is very nice. But if somebody asks you that you have left this post, what you have got next? No, that I do not know. Then what is your gain? You have left something, but in exchange you must get something very nice. But if you haven't got that, then what is the use of leaving this? That is the way, when you go forward, you step like this. So, when you step and you are confident that now my foot is in ground, then you give it, you take it. Then again, this is the way. So, if you are uncertain, then how can you make progress? That means you are standstill. That is not good. If you think that there is something better, then you must take it. It will drop. You will not try, it will come and drop. That is not possible. Find out what you think is something better. Otherwise, what is the use of living something? You don't think Hare Krishna movement is very good? You don't think?
I wouldn't say that it is not
good. You say
there's
something better you want. Well, that means you say it is not good, that you think like that. Otherwise, how do you say something better?
Not something better, something that I can't do, that is not too much demand.
Too difficult.
It was too much demand and too much sacrifice required.
In Hare Krishna movement. You want something cheap. Mm. Yes? That is your idea. But God is not so cheap. Tapasa, brahmacharyena, tyagena. These are the process. One has to go, undergo. Just like Lord Jesus Christ. He understood God, how much tapasya he had done, lived at the land. He had to sacrifice his life, crucified. So if you want to know God, it is not a very easy thing. If you think this is difficult, something cheap you want, but God is not so cheap. You have to take some difficult task to understand God. Yes. That is not possible. You can see from the example, those who realize Lord Jesus Christ, how much difficulties he had to undergo austerity from the very beginning of his life. He went to India and so many places. Then he had to face so many dangers, So it is not a cheap thing. No, first of all, you must be prepared to undergo all the difficulty. If you think it is very difficult, difficult it is. Anything you want to, suppose you want to pass an M exam, does it mean that you simply sitting, you pass the exam? You have to take some difficult task, everything. Without labor, without difficulties, you cannot achieve anything higher. That is not possible. Easy going is not good. Easy going is for the animals. And eat, sleep, drink, die. That is easy going life. Cats and dogs, they whatever their capacity is there for eating, sleeping, and little sex life and little defending, that's all. They do not know anything. So for human life, we should not be so easy going. Human life is meant for tapasa. That is stated in the Bhagavatam. Nāyaṁ deho deho bhājāṁ niloke kastāṁ kāmāṁ arhati vīrujāṁ de tapo divvaṁ putra kājīna suddhe satyāṁ jasmād brahma sokham anantam. This life is not, this human form of life is not meant for easy-going like hogs and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Why hogs? This name is mentioned. Birbhuja. The hogs, their life is eating stool. And they have got the power to get physical strength by eating stool. Stool is medically full of hypophosphites. So they get good, much quantity of hypophosphites. Therefore, hog very quickly becomes strong and flaccid. They are eating actually chemically nice food. And as soon as the body is little fatty and strong, then sex impulse is agitated and they have got free sex impulse. The hog does not care whether mother or daughter or nothing. So this facility, eating stew and having sex life with anyone, they are thinking very nice. They are thinking very nicely situated. This is not meant for the human life. Eating very nice, getting hypophosphate, and having sex agitation, very nice, enjoy, that's all, finished. That is not human life. That is hog's life.
But for undergoing
austerities, one is still trusting what one is doing. Yes, to find out, that's fine. But this easygoing life is hog's life. That is. Is it not? Hog is also thinking that I am very satisfied. So therefore Shastra says that human life is not to spoil like hog's life. Therefore very name is given, Birbhuja. This life is meant for tapasya. You want to give them prasad?
Actually, they'll be right now preparing us some plates. So.
So, how do you think of our philosophy?
I think it is very impressive. It was a great honor to hear you explaining it so clearly.
Yes. It is applied scientifically.
It's a very direct, simple.
Yeah.
And I like very many other things you said.
Thank you.
I think it's very true. Person who does not spend time endeavoring to experience God is not doing anything worthwhile.
Yeah.
For their life.
Actually, God has created us. So He has created our food also. Just like a man is criminal and the government has put him into the jail, that does not mean he'll starve. He'll get food there. Similarly, although we are in this material world, the food arrangement is there. We can take it from the lower creatures. Let's say the hog. He is also eating. He has nothing to bother. Where he shall get the food is there. Any bird, beast, beginning from ant to the elephant, there is food for everyone. So, I am human being, I am also one of them. If the elephant can get his food and the ant can get his food and the hog can, why I shall not get my food? This is common thing. So, why shall I embarrass myself for my food so much? This is human concept. Let me utilize my energy for understanding God. This is real human life. The food is there. If the God has provided food for the hogs and dogs and ants and elephants, why not for me? Practically, we live in every center, 50 to 200 men. So we have no problem how we shall eat. Neither we are doing any business or profession, no. We go and chant Hare Krishna mantra and try to sell our literature. That is also for propagation. So, God is supplying our food. That much faith we must have. Yes. The God has provided food for everyone. Why not for me? I have dedicated my life for God and I shall starve. Is there any reason? If God has provided food for everyone, even non-devotees, birds, beasts, ants, everyone, and I have dedicated my whole life for God, and I shall start. No. I must be somewhere. Therefore, my business is to save time for searching out food. Better employ that time for understanding God. This is called tapasya. Tapodibbam. This is called tapasya. Dibbam. Dibbam means for the Supreme. This is the only business of human being, that he should be satisfied with bodily comfort as much God gives, that much. We should not endeavor for betterment. Our students, ourselves, we can lie down on the floor. Actually, we have no furniture. We lie down on the floor. But if God gives us a nice place, we don't deny it also. Just like this building is given by George Harrison. So we are in a small building. That building is also still there, same very place. Now he has given a big place. God has given. God has inspired him. So don't deny it. All right. But if he says that we go away, we can go away. Because we know if we go away from this place, we'll get another place. God has provided. That much belief we have got. So there is no difficulty for these things, eating, sleeping, waiting, and defending. So we are trying to save time simply to understand God. This is Krishna consciousness. We have no other business. So we are writing books, we are using everything, whatever they are, selling books, only for propagating God consciousness. So many people send us money. So you are doing very nice work, you are spreading God consciousness. Here is my little contribution. God sends. So we have no economic difficulty. And our expenditure is very, very heavy. So the people can practically see, they complain, so many difficulties, as soon as we shall say, why don't you come and live with us here in this nice building? That will not do. He'll go out. So what we can do? We are prepared to receive anyone, everyone. Come on, live with us. No. He or she wants something better. What better place one can get? Such a nice atmosphere, nice all big building, nice prasadam. Still, what better?
But the people who have to work in order to keep other people happy with food and the necessities of their life, you believe that they can simply work in their spare time to towards Krishna consciousness. You don't believe that everybody should give up their work in order to spend their
life. No, we don't say that. You work, but you become Krishna conscious. That is our purpose. You remain in your position. It doesn't matter. But you become Krishna. That's just like I explained to you, that it may be any religion you profess. It doesn't matter. We want that whether you have learned what is God and how to learn this. Similarly, you remain in your position, but become God conscious, then your life will be successful. This is our purpose. You don't say that you give up your job, you give up your position, you become a sannyasi or you become this or that. No, you don't say that. We simply say that you become Krishna conscious, God conscious. Try to understand God and love.
A temple, we have a temple being built downstairs and then one in the grounds. And how much time will your devotees spend in prayer in the temple?
24 hours.
I see. You would like the temple to be used 24 hours?
Yes. We are engaged 24 hours. From morning, 4 o'clock, to 10 o'clock at night. And then we go to rest. Yes. For 5 to 6 hours. Then again our beginning. After we have got this body, there must be some rest. But if we can work without taking rest, that also we accept.
physical discipline you regard as just one path to towards spiritual enlightenment.
That is our only aim.
Yes. So
how to become?
There are many paths.
Eh?
There are many paths. There is the path of spiritual understanding, there is the path of bhakti, and there is the path of discipline.
That's why I told you
yes.
that the ultimate issue, there is nothing but spiritual.
Yes.
So why not try for the spiritual? That will include everything.
Yes.
Ultimately, you have to realize spiritual. And everything is spiritual. So there may be different names, but there is a process to understand. We have to follow that process. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita, the two energies, material energy and spiritual energy, both of them coming from God, just heat and light coming from the sun. Similarly, both the energies coming from Krishna. But yes, one is superior and the other is inferior. Don't take fish, eggs, meat. Yes. We actually eat what Krishna eats. If Krishna eats eggs, then we can eat it. But he does not eat. Our policy is we do not eat anything which is not accepted by Krishna. That is our policy. If Krishna says, give me meat, then we shall eat meat. But he does not say. He says, patram pushpam phalam toyam.
I'm sorry?
We have no responsibility.
I see.
Even those who are vegetarian, they have also responsibility for being punished. But being punished because vegetable has got life.
Oh, I see.
Yes. They have to be punished.
I see.
You cannot kill anyone, either vegetable or man or
chicken.
Yes.
So here you have rice.
Yes. But rice is not killing the tree.
No, it's not killing it. No, I see.
So we do not kill. And even we kill, we can kill for Krishna.
Mm.
So we have no responsibility. If you ask me to kill somebody, then you are responsible. It's like you kill one snake with a stick. The stick is not responsible.
Mm.
You are responsible. Similarly, we are simply stick, instrument in the hands of Krishna. Whatever he does, we try to assist him, that's all. So we have no responsibility. We are free. Karmani niddhati kintucha bhakti bhajam. Those who are devotees, they are not bound up by any karma. Jagyarthe karmanatra dhukayam karma vandhana. Tadatthi kurukam. Kurukamti amukta sanga samachara. So our position is very sad. Suppose a father maintains the children. See, a father may do something criminal for getting the money, but the children are not responsible. This is a crude example. The father will be responsible. A father also will not say that for you I have not become responsible. Father will never say. So Krishna can do anything and everything as he likes. He is supreme power. So we take protection of Krishna. So we have no responsibility. Our only responsibility is that we fully depend on Krishna.
Master, how many devotees?
Neither we find out, try to find out something better than Krishna.
Yes.
They do not try. We are finally taken. There cannot be anything better than Krishna. Take shelter of Krishna and be satisfied. That's all. Is it not?
Yes.
Very simple thing. And Krishna is Yogesha. Krishna is the master of all mystic power. So our endeavor is not in vain. Yatra Yogeshara Krishna. Tatra, Sri, Vijaya, everything. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is very sublime. One has to learn it only. If he is fortunate, otherwise he will not be able to learn. Namāna duṣkṛtinā mūḍhā pravardhante nāraṇam. He is duṣkṛtinā, sinful. He will not be able to understand.
Master, how many thousands of devotees of Krishna consciousness are there?
Well, that is very difficult to say. Suppose I am talking to you for last more than 1 hour. You have not become my devotee. So we have to spend gallons of blood to make a devotee. Therefore we cannot expect many numbers.
Yes.
We have to talk like this for years, then one becomes devotee. So we cannot expect a very large number. That is not possible. But if we can make one man devotee, then we think our preaching attempt is successful.
Yes.
It doesn't matter, one. We don't want many. Ekaschandastamohanti nachatara sahasra. One moon is sufficient. There is no need of millions of stars. What is the use? If one does not understand, if one understands, then it is sufficient. He will make many others. That is our policy. But we cannot expect a large number. That is not possible. Still, we have got many thousands. But they are very rigid, solid.
Yes.
Yes.
But the movement is growing.
Huh?
Is the movement growing rather fast now? Delicious, sir.
Is everything delicious?
Delicious, yes.
But still people do not come. Everything fine. Krishna is so beautiful. Krishna's service is so nice. Krishna's prasada is so nice. Krishna's devotees are so nice. Everything nice, 7%. But still people will deny. The same thing. With the hog, he is satisfied by eating stew. But if he is given nice halwa, he refuses. Hog test.
Last night we went home in the car, Mr. Schumacher and Mr. Papworth. So I went with them to talk. I thought I can engage them perhaps in some way. So Mr. Schumacher was complaining that even to live with a house and a little garden would require so much money, it's such a problem, just for his children to have a garden. He was complaining. So I said, well, we got this nice place, nice garden, we're not having any trouble. You just come and bring your family. Immediately you can come. And from that point, he argued all the way home. He found this fault, that fault, next fault. He would not take it. And then the argument began.
We were told that if you ask a rickshaw man, just come with us and we'll give you some clothing, we'll give you some food, nice place to live. Just have to chant Hare Krishna. You'll say, no, I don't know what to do.
I'm not interested.
You'd rather pull the rickshaw.
Actually, it so happened, long ago, one servant, he lost his job. So he approached one gentleman, he was devotee. Sir, I have lost it, you can give me. So he said, at present I don't require any servant. Anyway, you are in trouble. So you chant Hare Krishna, he has a devotee. And I'll give you the payment. Whatever. He chant Hare Krishna. So after 3-4 days, he could not find out the man. Then he thought that he might have got some service. But why, how is that? He did not say anything about that. So after 3-4 years, he met him again. So when he narrated this story that you came here, I wanted to give you the payment. So why did you go away? Sir, it was very difficult. To chant Hare Krishna all day night, oh, it was impossible. Although the payment was there, I said it is impossible. Therefore I went. Yes. He'll whole day walk, pull on the rickshaw, and still he'll not accept. Chant Hare Krishna. This is for you. The same example, if you tell the hog that why you are rotting in this way, come on, I shall give you daily halwa. No, sir, I cannot go. I've got so much responses. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavanji. Only the fortunate man can get to Krishna consciousness. Kono bhagyavanji. Bhagyavan means fortunate. Ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavanji guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bhi. So without being fortunate, one cannot accept. Even you give all facilities, that is difficult. So we give chance people to become bhagavan, fortunate, by preaching, going door to door, vibrating Hare Krishna mantra, so that the unfortunate can become also fortunate one day. This is preaching. Otherwise, if people accept this immediately, there is not immediately. But he is so unfortunate that he will not accept. Therefore, we have to create his fortune by forcing him to hear Hare Krishna. This is it. Ma bhakteshu vidhasati. So we have to create him a little devotee. Then he'll come to Bhagavan. So, you take that little higher leap. And what, he settled then? He's not coming.
No, we argued all the way. He found, after that he found one fault after another.
He must be engaged in shoemaking. That is very good. And without working, he'll get nice food. That's not required. Better sumac.
Mr. Papworth is more... Mr. Papworth, he's
John.
He's coming, yeah. He's attractive.
And the sumac will also be attractive.
Not after we got home. We had a big argument. Here's so many things. It'll be some time.
Very intelligent man. He can argue with him. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, fortunate. Only the fortunate man can accept.
Do you have many devotees?
All Indians.
All Orthodox Indians.
Yes. Everyone is Krishna conscious. You don't know that?
Yes, I guess so. But
yes.
You know,
even those who are not Hindus, they are also Krishna conscious.
Anyone who's conscious of God?
No, Krishna, Patika. There are many Mohammedans. They observe Krishna's birthday ceremony. Many Christians, many Mohammedans. All over the world, they accept Krishna. What is his argument that he doesn't like to come here?
Well, it was a gradual development. First, the reporter, he asked me, what do I think of this Guru Maharajji? And I said, oh. So I said, well, we think he's a demon. So they didn't like that. So then I proved it. They argued, oh. And I said, well, the reporter argued. So I gave him 5-6 reasons why he's a demon. And he couldn't say anything. So then Schumacher said, well, that's all right. But what about some really great saint, like Ramakrishna? So then, oh. So then I had to say that, well, we cannot accept he was incarnation of God, and we cannot accept his philosophy that any path will take you to God, that you can eat anything, you can do anything, if you believe this or that, whatever you believe, you'll come to God. I said, we cannot accept that. Oh, he didn't like that, you know.
Because he's of that nature.
Yeah, yeah. They, all religions are the same, is his philosophy. So, and he made the assertion that at least you must accept that the four main religions, he said Christianity, Hinduism, Mohammedanism, and Buddhism.
No, we accept any religion. We want to see that whether he has become a lover of God. That's right.
Well, he said, so they're all the same teaching, he said. So I had to say, well, actually, Buddhist teaching is not the same. And then it turns out he is a big expert on Buddhism. So he said, oh, it is identical. And so I said, well, for instance, Christ calls God the Father, means God is a person. The Buddha spoke of would not speak of God. He spoke only of a negation of the material, something void. Zero, void. He said, well, that's only symbols. The words are only so many symbols, but the teaching is the same. I said, but actually the symbols are different. The teaching is different. He said, oh, you're very intolerant. He began to get upset. So then it went on for some time. It was a long drive.
I'm speaking that ultimately you go back to home, back to Godhead, and you live there peacefully, eternal life. And if somebody says, ultimately you become Jiva, so there is no comparison. Everything is all right. Both of them are the same. How can you say? I am giving you something tangible, idea, and you are saying that the ultimate is zero. So, both of them are the same. How one reasonable man can think of it? If I am promising somebody that you come to me, I shall give you good salary, and somebody promises, yes, come to me, I shall give you zero. The same thing? Any sane man will say, no, both the same. Zero and good situation is the same. Yeah, how is that?
Actually, when he was saying that, I made a very bad social mistake. I said, only that if we say that all these teachings are the same, but clearly there's so many different things, I said it would only indicate soft intelligence. I didn't mean directly him, but actually I didn't think I did mean.
Yes, it is soft.
Oh, I got very upset. Oh, I've got soft intelligence. Oh, he was very angry then, so I had to apologize so many things. But actually it is. If there is unity, it is on the principle that we are the eternal servants of God. So that wherever that principle is found, that is the beginning of unity. Right? But he would agree. But then he could not see that if God is a person, then you can serve him. If God is not a person, you cannot serve him.
Yeah.
Very difficult. But I think that Mr. Papworth, he was listening. And finally when he left, he smiled at me, he shook my hand, and he went into his house. And he's coming around.
When you say God is creator, he must be a person. Very good. Concepts are the creator is zero. How do you say that?
Well, the Buddhists believe that there is no God.
Sunnavadi. Nirvishesha Sunnavadi. That is our daily prayer. Nirvishesha Sunnavadi. Paschatya Desha Tarini. To deliver the Western world from this impersonalism and body. Impersonalism also body. It is describing in a different way.